Hey, how's it going, everyone? Today, I'm going to talk about a topic that I think many people in Bitcoin, many people in general are thinking about. And that is, will Bitcoin fail in a CBDC or a central bank digital currency world? Now, CBDCs are actually permissioned programmable currency issued by a central government agency. It could also be issued by their central bank, or the treasury of that country. And what these CBDCs aim to do is kind of track your spending, track your behavior more fluidly. The government or that central agency can actually control the monetary supply with these things. So it does create more curated tools for the central planners. So for example, let's say hypothetically, I'm just throwing out an example. Let's just say African American employment is lower in a certain part of the country. Well, they could actually target, like, more in a more curated way, maybe a lower interest rate, maybe a cheaper cost of borrowing. Maybe they can surgically address those issues with the CBDC, whereas people in other parts of the country may have to pay a higher rate. So it gives them a lot of more direct action when it comes to the central planning. The issues of this, of course, there's countless, and that I can get into that. But essentially, the CBDCs, they're going to usher in UBI. So when we start to see universal basic income take off, they're going to likely be associated with CBDCs. Now, I don't know if you guys remember back in 2020 or even 2008, a lot of people got stimulus checks if you were in the right income and you were hit financially. They issued these checks to pretty much every family under a certain dollar amount. And what they did is it was more analog. It was more static. There were people that got it that didn't need it. There were also people that maybe got two potentially, or there were people that really took advantage of it. Well, essentially with CBDCs, it's going to be more direct. So you'll literally get a notification on your phone, download this government wallet, this government app, and it will hit your account. So it's going to be more direct and people will get dependent. It's just like when you feed the ducks at the pond or you feed animals, wildlife, bears, whatever, they actually don't know how to hunt and kill on their own because they're dependent on the government. They're dependent on the people. They're dependent on not having to hunt and kill for their food. They're dependent on just getting things for free. So the question I have, and I want to pose this and just kind of talk through it, is will the on and off ramps be closed if a CBDC exists? Because if you think about it, they're making it really, really difficult right now for individuals to buy or sell fiat dollars for Bitcoin. There's a lot of banks that ban you. They're issuing regulations that you can't self-custody. Watch the previous podcast on that. It is intense what they're doing right now. But what I think, because they can program and they can permission the money, is there'll be a time where they will make it so you can't sell your Bitcoin for fiat or vice versa. You can't buy Bitcoin with fiat because the CBDC, one of the rules with it, they can program it. You can't buy speculative assets like crypto. Or if you do, you could only buy a certain amount. So I think that this is honestly a pretty big concern. I think one Bitcoin is one Bitcoin, and I know a lot of people think that too, but you have to remember, a lot of people get in this to make a quick buck and leave. They're not in it for the right reasons. So overall, I think we need to talk about this through the liquidity lens, because liquidity in this case would go down in the United States. So the thing about CBDCs that I find interesting is they can really target your behavior. So let's just say you like sin activities, gambling, you like, let's just say paying for sexual services, or you want to buy alcohol or buy weed, or you maybe like buying guns or bullets or whatever. They can actually tax your sin activities and they can track how much you spend on them. Now, we're kind of already in this day and age right now. The thing is, though, you can still be somewhat anonymous through cash nowadays. In a CBDC future, they're going to phase out cash, so you won't be able to just go and buy certain things. you know, with cash anymore because cash won't exist. So CBDCs, they will, in my opinion, there's a case where I think it'll actually accelerate hyper-Bitcoinization because Americans, they have a very free, they're very free-minded, they're very open-minded, and they're looking for alternatives from the government, alternatives from the control that the government issues on our currency. And they're going to look, they're going to say, you know what, the gold and silver standard, it did well over the past several thousand years, but now it's always going to be open to debasement. When the government can, they will always try to debase. So I don't think it's likely we go back to a gold and silver standard. But also you need to think about, what if I need to transmit value across time and space easier? You're not going to use gold and silver for that. And if you don't want to use fiat and you don't want to use gold or silver, what do you do? What do you use? You use Bitcoin. So I think Bitcoin will thrive in this situation. But we need to fight and continue the education of it, because at the end of the day, I'll tell you this, most people, they don't know the difference between Bitcoin and Shiba Coin and Doge and Ethereum and Solana. In fact, most people are just kind of, they just only know about what they see in CNBC or what they see on Squawk Box or the general headlines that they heard about the Silk Road and how it's used for illegal activities. People don't really know what it is because they don't interface with it. They don't use it. So we just need to educate people on the benefits of Bitcoin, because at the end of the day, if people aren't educated, they're not aware, they're not going to go to the lifeboat of Bitcoin and they're not going to be saved. At the same time, though, we need to think about the fact that we need to make it more accessible, because think about it. It's kind of complicated right now to use Bitcoin. And I know for a lot of the younger guys and the younger girls and the tech people, it's not that complicated. But you have to remember, think about your grandparents. Think about your parents. Think about people that don't know how to use technology at all. They need to be educated as well. How can we curate it so there's educational products and educational avenues for them to use? So we got to fight that fight on the education part. Oops, got my alarm here. But we got to fight that educational piece, because if we don't, no one will. And we just got to keep it up. So what we're going to see over time, I think, is we're going to see a gradual reduction in the quality of life and standard of living for people that are using the CBDC. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to be sold on how speedy and fast and great it is. But over time, as we go down throughout time, it's going to be apparent, wait a second, I can't buy more meat because I've exceeded my quota for the month. I can't do this or that. Or even if you do want to buy it, then you're taxed more. So that is something to really think about. Now, I think this, people know gold and silver won't be the future. They're going to seek immediate self-sovereign digital alternatives. And I think, from my view at least, one of the best alternatives of this self-sovereign digital future is through the Lightning Network. You can make payments. You can do payments through privacy tools and anonymity. And in addition to that, you can also settle base layer transactions for cheaper than a wire transaction. So at the end of the day, we need to think about why we want to see Bitcoin in our future and what we can do to start building on top of it to make it so it becomes a reality. Because in a CBDC world, you will be under control. You will be a digital prisoner. And if you don't follow what the government says, you will be limited to transact. You won't be able to transact as easily. So I urge every single person right now to go and study what a CBDC is and ask yourself, what do you think? Reach out to your politicians, reach out to your family members and your friends, and tell them why we cannot go to the CBDC world. I am actually, if you guys have read the book 1984, if you haven't, I would recommend reading it. But I think we're going to be headed to a future like 1984 in an Orwellian way, where we can't transact with ease. We are controlled all the time. They're tracking our behaviors. We can't do certain things. And I'm worried about that future. And I know it will happen 100% if we use a CBDC. But if we don't, if we use Bitcoin, if we build privacy tools, if we even keep cash, I'd rather keep cash that will help people still maintain private and pseudonymous transactions. And at the end of the day, we don't want secrets, but we do want to enhance privacy. And privacy is the ability to selectively reveal who you want to see the transaction, whereas secrets is you don't want anyone to see it. And what the government wants is everyone to be able to see everything about your daily buying behaviors. So anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this one. Please be sure to share it, comment, like, stream some sats. You guys mean the world, and I'll see you in the next one.